Researchers at the Bigelow Laboratory for Ocean Sciences in East Booth Bay are breaking new ground in understanding how marine organisms react to the ever-rising load of microplastics that find their way into the ocean. Fred Bever has more.
Senior scientist Patty Matry and colleagues brought some wild mussels from the Gulf of Maine into the lab and exposed them to specific quantities of microfibers, the same kind you see in fleece pullovers. They found that in many circumstances, the bivalves are able to quickly coat the fibers in mucus and then expel them. That process was quickened, Matry says, when the mussels were placed in cleaner water, and the scientists were able to establish a predictable expulsion rate, she says.
For anybody who's doing any little bit of modeling, whether it's from the food industry or in the natural environment, those are really important numbers. Because otherwise, we take a mussel, we look at how many microplastics it may have inside, we have no idea how long it took for that material to accumulate. Is it fast? Is it slow? Now we have a number.
It's not clear yet what health effects these microfibers might have on humans or mollusks, but Matry says the new work will allow harvesters to better predict what they may need to do to purge plastics from their products, and scientists to use mussels as a marker for the general microplastic load a body of water is carrying. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.